Same-sex marriage is edging closer to reality, with senators expected to cast their final vote on the legislation this afternoon. Proposed amendments to the legislation, including extra religious protections, have been debated, but all have been voted down. So same-sex marriage is soon to be legalised, marking a significant moment in Australia's political history. But the Prime Minister can't get clean air. He's facing a string of attacks from within his own party. Stephanie Boris is watching developments in Canberra and she joins me from Parliament House. Stephanie, where are we at with the same-sex marriage debate?
So since yesterday, senators have been outlining their concerns about the same-sex marriage bill. A number of Conservative Liberals put forward amendments saying there aren't enough protections in place for religious organisations, parents and celebrants, but they were voted down late last night. One of the changes the Conservative Liberals were pushing for was to ensure all civil celebrants were allowed to say no to marrying a same-sex couple. Under the current proposal, only civil celebrants with a religious belief are excused, but many don't think that goes far enough. So today, we've actually seen this amendment pushed again, just in a slightly different form, by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson and Liberal Democrat David Lynehelm.
Religion should not be afforded a privileged state in a privileged place in a secular state. People who are not religious still have convictions, and they still have freedom of conscience as much as people who have religious convictions do. People who are not religious should not be treated as second-class citizens.
Crossbench Senator David Lynehelm. Steph, how did Parliament respond to a second push for such amendments?
Same response. The Senate has voted against such moves. The Greens have just put forward a few amendments of their own now, but they are expected to be voted down. So what happens now is that there will be final speeches about the bill that's before Parliament, and it's expected to pass with a yes by the end of today. And that means then it will go to the House of Representatives next week, where debate will resume.
Now, the Prime Minister's been copping quite a bit of criticism from his own side for his handling of the same-sex marriage debate. Tell us about the latest coalition critics.
Well, Nationals MP Andrew Broad declared this morning there's been a complete lack of leadership from Malcolm Turnbull when it comes to the same-sex marriage debate. So pretty critical of the Prime Minister. He's referring to the fact that Conservative Liberals haven't got what they wanted, and he says that there should have been more discussion behind closed doors and more consultation between those that drew up the same-sex marriage bill and Conservative members of the party. So Andrew Broad isn't actually the only one that's been criticising the Prime Minister. Minister. Queensland Nationals MP George Christensen has responded to Andrew Broad's comments. In a tweet, he says, "I concur with my Nationals colleague Andrew Broad. A true leader would have sought to capture the will of the people and protect freedoms, not this hands-off approach." Now, Linda, as you can imagine, senior government ministers have come out in support of Malcolm Turnbull this morning, including Attorney General George Brandis.
The Prime Minister has a very attractive blend of toughness, strength and calm deliberation, which is exactly what Australia needs at least in these times.
And George Brandis has tried to reassure Conservatives that their concerns about religious protections are being examined.
It will go to the House of Representatives next week, and as the Prime Minister and I have promised, there will be marriage equality by Christmas. Meanwhile, the issue of religious protections is going to be looked at by Mr Ruddock, as the Prime Minister announced last week, and Mr Ruddock is going to report in March.
The Attorney General, George Brandis. Now, Stephanie, that is not the only issue that some of the Nationals are unhappy about. Where are we at with their push for a commission of inquiry into the banks?
Well, it's getting messy, Linda. So Cabinet's position is that there's no need for a royal commission into the banks, but Nationals are pushing for what's called a commission of inquiry into the banks, which is slightly different. But this still doesn't appear to have the support of senior ministers, at least publicly. So in fact, yesterday, senior government minister Christopher Pyne warned his colleagues that disunity is death. That was a clear message to several of the Nationals members that they should pull their heads in and maybe not push ahead with this. But it hasn't deterred them. Nationals Senator Barry O'Sullivan is working on a bill that aims to set up this, as I explained, this commission of inquiry into the banks. And he has support from some of his colleagues, including John Wacker Williams, who's been pushing actually for a probe into financial institutions for years. Now, Senator Williams concedes if the bill passes Parliament, it wouldn't be the best thing for the Prime Minister, considering that he has been very much against this sort of inquiry. But he says it's better the matter is dealt with this year. And in fact, he's actually lashed out at Christopher Pyne's remarks.
January the 1st is the new year. If we get these things out of the road and proceed ahead, then let's get on with the issues, you know, in the new year when these things are behind us. The same-sex marriage debate is very divisive as well. But I'm not one to be lectured a lot by Christopher Pyne when it comes to politics.
National Senator John Wacker-Williams speaking on RN Breakfast this morning. So, Stephanie, when will Parliament have a chance to vote on whether there should be an inquiry into the banks?
The day keeps shifting. So there was talk about today, maybe tomorrow, but probably unlikely, just because Barry O'Sullivan is still talking to people about what they want included specifically in this bill. So it's all about discussions and compromise here in Canberra. Keep in mind, though, that even if the bill does pass both houses of Parliament, Federal Cabinet must agree to hand over the funds that need to set up the investigation.
Okay, Stephanie Boris, our political reporter in Canberra.